This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas.
Good morning, Tee to Green. Every Saturday here on WGR, we are live at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda on a drizzly day. We hoped good for golf. We hope that we'll be getting out to swing pretty soon here in Western New York. Brian Colsey along with Kevin Sylvester. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. Good morning. This is what I tell at least my wife anyways when she says it's raining out, a little chilly. I said, you know what? They make rain gear. I own it. Or to quote Jeff Mitas, who is not with us this week, taking a holiday weekend.
That's right.
It's an outdoor sport. It's played outdoors. So, and, of course, we're in Western New York. You've got to be ready for all the conditions. And odds are your pro shop, I know the one here at Tantara, has sweaters, has rain jackets, right? I mean, they have that stuff. And what a great excuse to go unprepared to the golf course, to come back from the golf course, Brian, with some new gear. Obviously, we recommend Donald Ross because a show partner, and we love the gear they have for us. But that's the best way to do it, right?
I agree.
Oh, I got there. You know, the conditions weren't what I expected, dear. I had to buy the sweater.
I like it. No doubt about it. Tee to Green here on WGR. It's presented by the Western New York PGA. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week coming up. By Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. We'll have an interview coming up with Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges a little bit later on in the show. By Michelob Ultra. We'll be enjoying some of those this weekend, Kevin.
Of course. Some of us already have. Not today. Not
six
this
in the morning?
Jeez. No, not this morning. Okay. No, man, last night.
That's right. By Custom Turf and our home clubs where we are here today, Tantara, North Tonawanda, Fox Valley, and Lancaster, Briarwood, in Hamburg. Again, we welcome you here inside the beautiful bar and restaurant area. And Don Schneider, the PGA Pro Membership Director, director of everything here, is joining us. Don, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Good.
Great. Every time
you
I
said
walk,
you're the, I was going to say, you said he was the leader in the clubhouse.
He is the leader in the clubhouse, coffee and donuts. That's
right.
Fantastic.
Good job so far, Don.
Every time I come in here, Don, I just, this is, you know, if I were to have a bar at home, it'd look like this.
You do have a bar at home, though, don't you, with a putting green?
I do, but it's, well, it's not the bar is just a small bar in the corner of the front room in our house, but the putting green's downstairs. But, I mean, this, if cost were no expense, right, this is what I'd want.
Yeah,
this is fantastic.
It's a great place to hang out. That's kind of what we're known for. We're kind of a casual atmosphere and play some golf, come in, have some good food and maybe a couple of beers.
Do you say, responsibly, by the way, that sandwich we had here a couple years ago, was that last year?
Was the one I told you to get. It was the chicken bacon panini something with the avocado on it.
Is that still on the menu?
Well, we have a whole new menu, so we changed that up.
Bring that one back.
It changes every year. There's new variety, yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, you do have to change it up. That's correct.
You do. Yes. And Brian's, you know, he's here often for dining. That's great. And we have a new chef this year, Chef Jay Carter. He's doing a great job. And when he came in, I said, hey, what's your strength? What do you specialize in? And he said, comfort food. I said, okay.
All right. Perfect.
Sounds like what we need.
So what's the best thing he made? What's your favorite thing?
I like a chicken quesadilla. Chicken quesadilla is great. And then you can, you know, kind of customize it. If you like it spicy, he'll throw some onions and peppers and stuff in there. But that's up to you. I'm kind of bland, and he knows that. I'm boring. Yeah. But, yeah.
Our chef at Fox, it's funny. My favorite thing's a quesadilla, but it's like a Creole quesadilla. It's got shrimp and gooey sausage in there. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. When I was here on
– Good morning. How's your breakfast going?
That's right. When I was here Thursday, one of the guys that I was with ordered that Rachel sandwich. It was like something with coleslaw on it. It was all crisped up. It was.
Oh, there you go.
It's pretty good.
Well,
he cut me off a little piece. He's like, here, you got to try this.
This is important, right? I mean, right? I mean, listen, we just had the Masters last week, and when you talk about the food, right? Everybody's got the pimento cheese sandwiches, right? Ham and rice, how cheap they are.
Yep.
The food's important, and I think it's the comfort food like that, the sandwiches, the quicker stuff. Yeah. I think, frankly, to me, that's more important because I can get that on the turn or when I'm after a round with my buddies or men's league. You know, mm-hmm. I want to eat the stuff that my wife looks at me like, don't order that. I'm ordering that.
Right.
Right? And I don't know if that goes into the thinking here, Don, but I'm just saying that's important to me.
Sure.
When it comes to club life.
That's right. So. No doubt about it. Well, you mentioned the Masters. We're going to get to that. We're going to also speak with Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs, our majors contest later in the show. To our Tee to Green club members, another pair of senior PGA championship tickets will be given away to Oak Hill, as those that tournament will be, of course, in May.
It's coming up fast, Bri.
I know. We're about a month away, right? Just about
yes,
a month
just
away.
Yes, just about a month away.
We're a month away exactly from the PGA championship at Bethpage Black, and then the following week will be the senior PGA at Oak Hill. So we'll have a pair of those coming up. Don Schneider here again from Tantera. He'll be a part of our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up this segment here in just a few moments. We mentioned the Masters. Let's get a few comments in on that. If you didn't hear our podcast from earlier in the week, we did it, Jeff Mitas and Kevin and I, about Tiger's win and what it means. So, Don, we'll let you have the first crack at this. Tiger's win, I was at Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Dome yesterday, and it was buzzing. And Kevin Hofstetter, one of the workers there, said, honestly, he goes, it's amazing how even just Tiger Woods winning a tournament, he goes, why would him winning the Masters have some sort of impact on a golf shop in Clarence? But he goes, people come in and they're talking about Tiger and the Masters. He's like, they're more excited about their own game. And I know this week when I was here on Thursday when the weather was gorgeous, like all of us, people are abuzz, and the whole Western New York community kind of takes on what they watched last Sunday and when he able to get it done.
Yeah. I'm old enough that I was around when, you know, when he was a young guy and winning everything, and everybody was scared of him. Nobody could beat him. And I think, you know, he's good, great for the game. I mean, viewership spikes, the gates spike. Kevin, I'm sure when you're on tour, you get to see all what that looks like. And
it's a totally different deal, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, I tried to follow him at Oak Hill last time he played there, and I made the mistake of trying to follow him.
Like walk with, yeah.
Yeah, and it's
work, isn't it?
Oh, God, and it's it's like cattle, right? It's moving cattle, so I smartened up and figured out, okay, I'm going to park myself somewhere and I can watch him hit a few shots. I would have liked to have seen more, but, yeah, it's amazing. And I think the biggest thing in talking to membership here, you know, it's like you said, it's a buzz and everybody's talking about it. What I took from it was when I saw him, obviously we all saw the, you know, after he won and everybody was congratulating him and family and other tour players, and kind of unusual. And I see a difference in the guy. I think, you know, if you had asked me a year ago, is Tiger going to win a major, I said no. I thought, you know, with the back surgeries and knee surgeries, it wasn't going to happen again for him. But the biggest thing I see is his attitude seems a lot different. He's more, Kevin, you seeing it, you know, live probably, he's more accessible, I think. He's smiling. He seems like he's having fun again. You know,
he was
and
really taken in that moment, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he's appreciative of it.
Yeah, I think the word. I think he thought, just like I thought, hey, I might not be able to do this again, and I think he really appreciates the opportunity, and maybe thought it was over. So,
yeah, he did think it was over. I mean, that's what he told his fellow Masters champions the dinner 2 years ago, right? Like, I'm done, right? Nota Begay even. Pointed out, by the way, Nota Begay is one of the nicest human beings on earth. He's just a great guy. Always enjoy being out there with him. He's close friends with Tiger. He had to help him out of a cart. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was that bad. Mm-hmm. His back was. And, yeah, I do think he's appreciative. You know, the first event I worked for the PGA Tour was the event he went down in Honda, 2014 Honda Classic. Item Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the round that he went down. And I hadn't covered him until, and I'm talking like, hey, you're assigned to Tiger until last fall in Boston. And then I got to interview him after every round. And everybody else says, isn't he different? I said, well, I don't know, actually. I only had one experience. He said, oh, yeah, He's totally different. He's more engaging. He'll look you in the eye now. He cracked the joke, about a bad shot he hit, you know. And I was trying to couch it like, okay, do I want to tell Tech, was that really a bad shot? He goes, oh, I had a terrible shot there. And I was like, that's kind of what I thought. So he is different. He's more appreciative. You look at the two tournaments he's won since he's come back. And this, to me, why, you know, we talked about that bet and why it wasn't that crazy. And I think I mentioned this on the podcast, but I was just talking to somebody about this last night. He won the tour championship, had to beat 29 other guys. Smaller field, right? The Tiger presence is there. You look at the Masters, smaller field, right? And it's the smallest of all the majors. There's only, 84 guys who teed it up there? Out of those 84, 60 have a chance, maybe? But then you got to talk about the cut. The cut's usually 50. It was 64. Out of the players who made the cut, 20 had a chance.
Oh, yeah.
So he had to beat 19 other guys. I like Tiger's chances against 19 other guys every single week. Anytime. And that's not to diminish. I mean, we're talking about the Masters. It's a special group that gets invited there. It's champions. It's people who played well and qualified, money list. It's not like just anybody gets into that. But I just felt because of where it was at, I think he knew that's the one. That's the one major to get me over the hump there to return, because it's going to be tough at Bethpage Black to win there with, you know, the PGA Championship. That field's going to be so much greater, and you've got 100 guys who can win.
That's right. Yeah, and it's a longer course. He's going to have to rely on his driver more often, and it's more penalizing, too, if you miss.
Yes.
He got away with some misses down the stretch in that back nine. Don, you know, I was watching those tee shots on those back nine, and you figure, oh, this is the one that's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. And then he comes up to it. He's got an opening.
Number 11, you're talking about, right.
He's got an opening. Or then he'd miss another one. You're like, oh, no. And then, not too bad. I mean, his recovery, it was – there was definitely some old Tiger in his scrambling and his recovering ability. I mean, when he was in his heyday, when he would put himself in trouble, Don, he would always find a way to magically get himself out of trouble.
Yeah, he's a shot maker, and that didn't go away. So yeah. I think I agree with you, Bethpage. I mean, if he misses it, you know, the rough is you were just at the Masters last year, and I know it's not all that thick compared to where he's going to go next at Bethpage. But shot making is his strength, and I think we all thought watching that. I think Molinari looked pretty solid coming down the stretch, and it seemed like, you know, the air was let out of the balloon when he knocked that one in the water. So, but he's fun to watch.
You mentioned shot making. Jack Nicklaus, I thought, said it best on Golf Today. He's like, look, Tiger's never driven the ball. He's driven it far, but never that accurate. Where his strength has always been is his iron play. His ball striking from the fairway on in his short game might be the best ever. I mean, for Jack Nicklaus to say that. And mentally, I mean, I don't think there's any question about Tiger being the best. He's the ultimate grinder. He's the toughest mental – he might be the toughest mental athlete ever, I mean, to do what he does. And I felt it – this was like 2004 when we were all rooting for Phil. I mean, everybody in golf – whether you love Phil or hated Phil, you're rooting for the guy to get his major, right? Everybody in golf was rooting for Tiger. I mean, you just were, and that wasn't the case before, because you didn't have to root for him pre-injury. But now we're rooting for him to come back because, you know, the greatness, and, you know, I got to share it with my sons, you know, watching it, which was really cool to do. And, you know, I think a lot of dads out there and moms who are into golf are probably sharing it with their sons and daughters. And saying, yeah, this is Tiger Woods. This is why there's a video game that I used to play on the bus on the Sabres road trips all the time on my iPad, right? And I wasn't the only one. Believe me, Ryan Miller was playing. Everybody was playing Tiger Woods golf because of who Tiger Woods was. Yeah. Is, too. Yeah,
absolutely. 7:13 here on Tee to Green on WGR. We're live at Tantara Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, and the PGA Pro and Membership Director, Don Schneider, is with us here as well. We'll talk about some membership opportunities coming up here in just one moment, but another thought or two here on the Masters. We'll also get the Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Don will provide us with his insight on that. But, Don, the players that he ends up beating, I mean, he's playing with Finau and playing with Molinari, and I think Molinari was probably the guy that most people thought was going to be the guy that maybe would ruin the Hollywood script. But Dustin Johnson ends up being there at the end. Xander Schauffele looked very good. We saw runs from others. It looked like Fowler was trying to get close. Rahm was trying to get close. Even Patrick Cantlay at some point. Brooks Koepka, I mean, how could you go against him with what he's been doing lately? He survives all that. But that moment at the 12th you mentioned where Koepka goes in, even Poulter had gone in earlier who was around, and then in his group, there was a photo taken Woods is standing on the green, kind of leaning on his putter, and then you see in front of the creek, you see the other two and their caddies, Finau and Molinari, and the caption was like, "The moment the Masters changed." Like right there, he's staring at them as they are trying to figure out what to do on the other side of the creek. I mean, that was a big moment there because Molinari, up to that point, I mean, if anybody was going to sit here and say, "I have to bet the farm on one guy," Molinari would be a guy that you'd probably pick to say he's not going to mess up. That's what he's known for. He's so steady.
Yeah, I agree. That was my pick coming down the stretch. I was pulling for Tiger, like all of us here. But I thought, you know, the last tournament he won, he just putted lights out. And I'm watching this tournament, and I'm getting some members asking me, "Hey, who thinks going to win this?" And I said, "I think Molinari, because the guy can putt, and that's what it comes down to with the Masters. I mean, those greens are tough, and but it just came down to really one mistake, you know." So
Two, that the layup shot on 15, mm-hmm. really, I thought.
Hit the pine cone.
Yeah, we could talk about 12, but listen, he was still in it. He was a stroke back after that happened on 12, and he and Tiger were tied coming off of the 13th green. So he was still there. It was 15, pushes the tee shot right, mm-hmm. and then runs it through the fairway to the other side and hits that pine cone. Right, I mean that pine cone is really
great camera work by CBS there to pick that up.
Right,
that was good.
But here, Francesco, he's a very dry, but he's got a great sense of humor, and he said, "I think I gained a lot of fans with those double bogeys." Right, so like he was just able to be like, "Yeah, you know, it happens." He's not going to change anything. That guy's a fantastic player. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about somebody who's worked at his game? He doesn't have – he's not the prototypical body. I mean, he doesn't have the Koepka, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, Tiger Woods type body. He's a shorter guy, but the work I've seen, his workouts that he's done, I mean, the core work that he does, you see on the – he's changed his swing where – on the practice greens, you see that in the range where he's mm-hmm. he's practicing that. I mean, he's exaggerating the lift up into the ball off the tee. That's where he's gained distance. Mm-hmm. He's just a fantastic player.
Absolutely. All right, Don, we got a couple other things to get with you here. Let's start off with some membership opportunities. I know that we always talk about Tanterra, Fox Valley, Briarwood, our home clubs here on Tee to Green. We appreciate your partnership with our show as we try to help grow the game here in Western New York.
And mention our show when you talk to Don or Marie.
That's right.
Or anybody over at the Briarwood. Mention us, Tee to Green.
That's right.
You'll be happy you did.
That's right. You get a nice Tee to Green incentive. Let's just talk about maybe some of the opportunities here. I know that one thing that you're promoting heavily is an all-inclusive deal.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. If you look around our area, generally speaking, you've got extra fees for carts and so forth. So most of our membership does ride out here. And in the past, there was an annual cart fee and a club plan, which was driving range and club storage and all those things. Now we've gone back to that. So we've gone back to all inclusive. You're not paying for the cart separately. Our slogan is best private club value in Western New York. And we really are. I mean, if you're looking for, you want to play we're a golf club, we're not a country club, but if you want somewhere to play some golf on great conditions and a cool place to hang out inside the bar and have a beer and something to eat, then that's what we are. And we don't have some of the amenities, the pools and the tennis courts and those things, but most of our members aren't here for that. And a little plug, too, we just brought back our superintendent, which is a huge deal. He was here for 18 years previously. His name is Joe Stein. He's out there working right now in the soup, and he's really committed. So you're going to see this golf course is going to be in prime time condition this year. So we're really thrilled about that.
Yeah, he did a great job here for years. So
yep.
I was excited when I heard that he was coming back. That's
yep.
great. He always had it in good shape. We're looking forward to having that. Yeah, how can they contact you, Don, if they want to get some more information about this membership?
Email's probably the easiest in today's world. So it's D. Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, at TanterraGC.com. If you go to our website, you can find it there as well. And you can call me, obviously, so 694-0366, extension 105.
And then, again, don't forget, mentioned that you heard it here on Tee to Green. There'll be a nice incentive for you here, too.
You know, I just want to mention this because I was having this conversation at my niece's birthday party last week with, some of the guys who were there. It was a mix. It was a family and friends party. And it was just interesting to me how – and I was the only member of a club there in the conversation. I just felt like I just listened to them talk, right? I just said, "Guys, you don't know. Like, it's just amazing to me that like, call and find out for yourself instead of just hearing what each other's saying. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what I heard. This is what I heard. I go, I'm saying this as a public service to every golfer out there. If you thought about joining a club, all right, and this is what I told them. I go, look, you need to look at your geographical area or maybe from work, figure out your playing habits, mm-hmm. figure out what you want it to be. If you want it to be a golf club like Tanterra, or do you want a country club like Fox or Briarwood, look at your geographical area and go and talk to the people. There's no pressure. Mm-hmm. They're happy. Yes. Members are happy to see new members come in, you know, and they're very welcoming. And there's no – this is the one thing that I found interesting. Like, oh, well, if you do that, you got to do business with that guy. Does this thing? I go, no, you don't. I go, I said, I belong at Fox. There's no pressure. I've not been pressured by anybody, and they're all in different walks of life business-wise. I haven't been pressured by anybody to say, oh, you need new flooring. See this guy? Like, I know they do it. And I'll talk to them if I want it done, but there's no pressure in that stuff. Mm-hmm. People go to country clubs to get away from work, right? That's the whole idea, right? And the other part I like is you can go. You don't have to coordinate with everybody, right? I want to go play golf. Oh, Joe, Bill, and Fred are out there. I'm going to go play with them, right? You know, they're on hole four. Okay, I'll go meet them on hole four. To me, that's the beauty. There's, I think kind of the pressure's off. Like, this better be a great round or this or that, because I can go do it any time.
We also promote so often about that, well, do you not – maybe you don't have time for the full round that is today, but you do maybe have time for nine, or you do have time for five, Don, and that's something that you can do, which I – you know, for me, in between sometimes, between my day job and then Sabres at night, like, you know, because I see you so often. I'm here. I got an hour and a half. I'm going to go get nine holes in and putt a little and, you know, come back and tell you how it went, and then I'm off to my next thing. But that's thing – for me, that works so well.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. One of our best members here, I'll quote him, he said that before he became a member here, he didn't think he was going to play that much and wasn't sure if it was going to be worthwhile. And he said, I play more golf now than I ever have. And he said, it's not 9 or 18 holes. It's like you just said. He'll go out and very much like yourself, he'll go out and hit some golf balls on the driving range. Got nice driving range out there, grass tee, there's a sand bunker. And then you can look for a couple open holes around you. We're okay with that. You know, and so you can go out and if you see me the times I'm out there, I'm giving some lessons. And if I got some energy left at the end of the day, then I might hit some balls and I'll find 7, 8, 9. I like to do that, playing back into the clubhouse or 2 through 5 or whatever. Whatever's open. I'm going to look left and right, find an open hole. And that's a big deal because that's the best practice in the world.
Now, I want to talk about junior golf, yes. All right, which, by the way, congratulations to my son Dylan the other day, first par.
I know, I saw that.
I saw that.
Par.
Cool.
It was
very
on.
Good.
It was. You know, we did the junior tee, right?
Yeah.
Par 5, he made it on number 5 at Fox.
That's awesome.
Par. I was like, dude.
How old is he?
9.
Wow.
Yeah,
very
awesome.
Cool.
But you have a junior golf program.
We do.
And it's open to not only members, children, but non-members. So
correct.
If somebody out there wants to get their kid in golf here, this is open to them. And it could be an intro to golf. It could be a little more advanced for them. Tell us about the junior program.
Yeah, kind of what we did is we opened it up. You know, we're going to take members first. We need to, but we also understand that kids have their buddies and, you know, they're maybe a little intimidated to be somewhere by themselves. So they can come along, bring a buddy, and sign up. We go ages 6 to 17, but we actually have two divisions. So we have a players division for kids that can play 9 holes. We play from the forward tees. And if they can break 60, then that's more of we'll do a clinic before, and I lead that. And then we'll get them out there playing 9 holes. And then we watch them. That's more course management. Brian's here every week. He sees it. He helps us out as well. And then we have the division for the newer golfer, experienced or very little experience. And that's mostly instruction. But this year we're going to switch it up again. I kind of tweak it every year. And we're going to come up with a little more on-course help. You know, they're going to play a lot of holes, but they might play 3 holes or 6 holes and just understand what to do out there. So, yeah, junior golf's really important to me, and it's something I've done a lot of over the years. Some of my old it's funny. I had a couple staff members that worked for me here and where I was previously, and they were junior golfers in my program. So they went from junior golfers to what we call counselors to helping us. And then I said, hey, I need an assistant pro. You want to come over and work for me? And, yeah. So it's pretty cool to watch these young from kids grow up to be young adults and working. So, yeah.
Yeah, my son's in it. He loves it. And he loves the – the hot lunch after, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a few kids. The first question is, what's for lunch, Coach Don? And they say, well, it's
quesadillas today.
Every week it's a little change. That's chicken, it's always looking forward to seeing what it is this week.
Chicken fingers, whatever. Kid
that's,
food.
That's right. Oh, they love it. Absolutely. Yeah, so, you know, you can sign up for that. Again, that you don't have to be a member here at Tantera in order to do that. Last thing down before we let you go, let's get our Western New York PGA tip of the week in, and it's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. It is springtime, spring golf, so variance in temperature, maybe wetter conditions. What are some of the tips that you might give golfers that are going out? Maybe they even play this weekend here. I mean, the course might be a little wetter than normal. They might have a soggier lie. Temperature difference. What are some of the things to be thinking about?
Well, I think what I see, and I'll quote Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus, I don't know where I read it or heard it, but he said somebody asked him if in pro-ams, what's the biggest mistake that he sees amateurs make? And his answer was under-clubbing. Now, that's in normal conditions. So that being said, when you're playing in the spring and it's cool out, the ball doesn't travel as far. And I was just talking to one of the members. He said, man, I had to hit two clubs more on whatever par three he was talking about. I said, yeah, that's pretty normal. I mean, if it's 50 or below, that's kind of my gauge. I'm going to hit an extra club automatically in my mind. And, hey, the greens are wet anyway, so it's not like they're going to hit and jump. So, you know, it's spring golf. It's different. The other thing, tip I have there, so hit enough club, number one. Number two, because it's wet, you're kind of sinking in a little bit. I always choke my club down about a half inch. And, you know, hey, if you hit it a little thin to win, as we say, you're better off than chunking that thing, right? So I think that's a real important thing to do, too. So, and be easy on yourself. It's spring. Have fun, you know?
Good advice, yeah.
Yeah, have fun. I mean, go out there, and if you want to play a forward tee, play a forward tee. If you don't even want to keep score, I've got some new members. I said, just go play, because you couldn't even post scores till recently, April 15th, with Jin. So just go play. Don't worry about the score, you know, and just see the white orb fly again. You know?
Absolutely. Good advice.
Yeah.
Again, if you want to find out any information from the Western New York PGA, everything that they do for junior golf, senior golf, golf anywhere in between, no matter what your age or even just getting started with golf, you can check it out at WNYPGA.com. Don Schneider here from Tantera. Don, again, your information if they want to contact you.
Yeah, best email is always probably the easiest. It's dschneider@tanteragc.com. or our website, and there's an inquiry there. You can just shoot me an email, and I'll get back to you right away.
Awesome. Thanks, Don. Thanks for having us here again. Thanks again for the morning treats here.
Yeah, we got a little Hortons going this morning, and yeah, it's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to get set up for some golfers. We got a few diehards that it's not too bad out there. I don't see raindrops, so I think we're out.
I got an egg hunt going on.
Egg hunt.
Their golf ball.
The egg. That's right.
We do have some new colored golf balls in there, some from Callaway. Probably a good idea to launch those today. So
that's right. Good colors.
Okay. Well,
happy Easter.
Thanks guys. Happy Easter.
All right. Don Schneider with us here from Tantera. Before we go to break here, a thought on what you should be doing. Don gave you about how to play spring golf, but what you'd be doing with your equipment here in the spring to get you ready. Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges, one of our Tee to Green partners. Here's that conversation to get you ready here for the spring when it comes to your golf equipment. Here with Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges, of course, one of our Tee to Green partners. And Kevin, it's a busy time of year. I know we're in here in the dome right now in your store, and you've got people lined up. I'm sure that Masters win by Tiger Woods got people excited to get their golf game going.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't hurt our business, right? Gets people fired up for golf. And once the weather breaks, that's when people start to get really excited. But we've been busy for a couple months now, doing plenty of fittings on our TrackMan, doing lots of lessons and getting people into new equipment that fits them. And it's just been it's been tremendous.
Yeah, and we've talked a few times on the show over the last few weeks just about some of the new offerings that you guys have here at Woods to Wedges. But for maybe somebody hearing it for the first time, if they haven't been in the store this year, I mean, it's a whole new look in here.
Yeah, last offseason we totally remodeled the store. We put in new TrackMan fitting and lesson bays, two private studios. That's where we do all our fittings, all our lessons. And it's just a great facility. You can come in, you can try all the new equipment from Callaway and Cobra, TaylorMade Titleist, et cetera. And we've got over 500 shafts, and we've got over 30,000 combinations of heads and shafts. So we can certainly fit anybody's game here. We have all the tools, all the equipment, and with our TrackMans, we can give you really good data about your swing, whether you're looking to improve it from the lesson point of view or you're looking to maximize your driver or irons. So
I think we've seen Bryson DeChambeau take
golf and numbers and stats to a whole new level, and he's obviously succeeding very well on the PGA Tour doing it. But we know that some of the other players now are talking about it quite a bit. Phil Mickelson at the Masters last weekend was talking about clubhead speed. Tiger Woods has been picking Bryson DeChambeau's brain. The two of them love to talk golf analytics. Maybe what are some of the numbers? Maybe let's go even more in general. What are some of the things that maybe people might learn from just coming here and get themselves all set up and get themselves on some of your machines?
Sure. So obviously the things that the average golfer would be looking for, like distance, and of course we're going to give them that type of information about how high, how far. But there's a lot of other information that the TrackMan, for example, will give, 26 different parameters and things that they might not think about. Like when we're doing iron fittings, peak height, landing angle, trajectory, things that are going to help the player stop it closer to the hole. You know, we don't always pull off the shot we want to hit, but when we do, we want to be rewarded with the ball closer to the hole. And some of the things that we can measure on here maybe aren't things that the average golfer would think about, but like peak height, trajectory, landing angle, these are all things that are going to help the players actually land the ball closer to the hole and score better. So it's not just about, you know, which driver goes further. Of course, we all want that. But actually, what's going to help you score better? What are the clubs that are going to improve your game, get it closer to the hole, get it in the hole? You know, we do putter fittings as well. So what type of putter is actually going to help you? I mean, that's the club that we can probably help more people with their score than the driver or even the irons. So that's something a lot of people overlook probably.
And something just simple too. It's, I mean, you haven't maybe used your clubs since October. Some people are pulling them out and realizing they just need new gripping, and you guys can do that here too.
Sure. We have the full repair shop, regripping, reshafting, adjusting lie angles. So sometimes you just want to get your clubs tuned up. You want to make sure you have the right shafts, the right weight and flex, the lie angles right. So we recommend that people come in this time of year in the spring and you know, get their clubs checked out. Maybe they don't need a whole new set, but they need some adjustments, and we do the whole thing.
Yeah. Kevin Hofstetter here from Woods to Wedges. You can come in and see Kevin or Donna or Pat. They're all here. Great friendly staff inside the Worley Golf Dome. Kevin, if they want to come in or if they want to check out your website, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, they can go to woodstowedgesbuffalo.com and check us out. Come on into the Dome and see our new facility and our new setup. You know, the Dome has added some technology with the Pro Tracer. So there's a lot of new and exciting things going on here.
Awesome. So Kevin here, thank you very much. Looking forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kevin Hofstetter here from Woods to Wedges. We'll have more coming up on Tee to Green right after this.
.735 back here on Tee to Green on WGR Sports Radio 550, live at Tantara Golf Club here in North Tonawanda. Thanks to PGA Pro and Membership Director Don Schneider for joining us last segment as we are back. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Midas on Easter vacation this weekend.
I'll get the head bopping here, the hip-hop for Midas.
If Midas Slim is listening shading, on right? his app right now.
He's not.
He might. He misses our insight. I think he does.
Yeah.
He's probably listening. He's enjoying this bump right now.
He definitely is.
That's right.
Hey, something you guys should enjoy being a member of our Tee to Green Club. People are like, what do you mean the Tee to Green Club? Listen, go to teetogreen.golf. That's our website, T-E-E, the number two, green.golf, because it's what we're about. It's what we do, teetogreen.golf. Go to the club tab. Sign up to be a club member. We send out a newsletter every single week with I write a column for it. Brian writes a column on insights. Jeff gives a tip every week in there. And we'll put some other cool things in that newsletter. But also, you're eligible for our drawings and our giveaways. We'll announce a winner for senior PGA Championship tickets coming up later on in the show. We had our Hook and Gaff watch giveaway last Saturday. Rick Rieger was our winner, and he responded back via email. I was like, are you kidding? I won that? Like, yes, you did. So thanks again to everybody at Hook and Gaff Watch Company. It's a cool golf watch. So make sure you go and support them and look that out. Michelob Ultra, our next giveaway. We're going to do this on PGA Championship on Saturday. It is a rangefinder. You know, the old point-and-click deal. I think Leupold is the brand. Michelob Ultra labeled on there. They're giving that away. All right, which means we're giving that away, but it's courtesy of Michelob Ultra. That's going to be our next big, big, big. I mean, everything we give away is big, Brian.
That's right.
But a rangefinder, if you don't have one, man, what a great opportunity to get one. Save yourself several hundred dollars by signing up to the Tee to Green Club.
That's right. We'll be giving away senior PGA Championship tickets here in just a moment. But first, joining us on the line, Ryan Hasenauer, the marketing director from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Ryan is on here to tell us more about our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, which is one major done. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're well. Thanks for coming on this morning. Our Batavia Downs Majors Challenge, one is in the books. The Masters is done, and we want to officially congratulate on air. We already did on Twitter, but Adam Johnson, he won. He had Tiger Woods, who finished first, Dustin Johnson, who was tied for second, and Ricky Fowler, who was tied for ninth, and he won on the tiebreaker score. Another person as well had the same three, Woods, DJ, and Fowler. But Adam said the winning score would be minus 12. Tiger was minus 13, so he almost picked the score perfectly. Adam is going to get a great prize pack, Ryan, and we appreciate your sponsorship of the show here and partnership. So tell Adam what he's going to get.
So he's going to get himself a overnight stay at Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, which includes, of course, some free play there and also a $50 food certificate for him to visit any of our fine restaurants when he comes for his visit. I got to tell you, going to have to take Adam to Vegas next time because probably would have won a couple of bucks there betting on both those guys for the
well, I don't want here. Well, so this is what I want to ask you, Ryan. By the way, I recommend the Therminator burger at Thurman's. I had that one out there for lunch a few weeks ago, and it was great.
yes.
We should bug our legislators here to get this done so I can go to Batavia Downs and bet on Tiger Woods as opposed to having to go to Vegas, like you mentioned?
Yes. Yeah, certainly. Talk to your legislators in the State Assembly or the State Senate. Right now, it's still kind of up for debate on how they're going to do things when it comes to sports gambling here in New York. As of right now, it looks like it might only be at the four casinos that are kind of pretty far away from the Buffalo area, the nearest one being almost 2.5 hours away. So we want to make sure that money stays in Western New York and stays with companies that give back to the communities like Western OTV, which is a public benefit corporation. And Batavia Downs. So, give them a call. Let them know you'd like the racinos to be included in that legislation for sports wagering, and hopefully we'll get included. And come this next football season, you'll be able to go to the OTV or the Batavia Downs to make that wager. And hopefully this summer, if it gets done, you can also bet Tiger Woods at that moocha.
That's right. Ryan, did you I'm sure you saw it because you follow these sort of things. The gentleman that bet $86,000 on Tiger and took over $1 million in return for him winning?
I saw that. He claims it was his first sports bet he ever made.
No way.
I don't know. That's what I saw on Twitter. But I'm like, how do you become moved so much? And he was like $25,000 in debt or something. He had like $25,000 in credit card bills or something like that. And it moved. He was just so sure of it that he took $85,000 out in cash and then went to the Vegas. And I also saw that two casinos ahead of the one that took his bet rejected him and said, we won't take that bet. So it was actually the third casino that got his bet.
This is where I call foul, Ryan. If you're 20, right. You owe credit cards $25,000. Where are you getting $86,000 in cash?
Here's where I also call foul. He said his wife was fine with it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
After the fact.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you this, as Tiger's hitting his approach shot in 15, didn't tell you this, but I got $86,000 on this guy.
That's right. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate you, of course, being a part of our Batavia Downs Majors contest, and we'll have another one coming up. I know normally there's a big gap in between majors, but the new calendar, the PGA Championship's less than a month away, so we'll be having that coming up. And, again, another chance for you to sign up. It's a free contest. Follow me on Twitter at Brian WGR, BrianWGR, and I'll be tweeting out information probably about a week or so from now about how you can sign up to be a part of the PGA Championship Batavia Downs Majors Contest. And all you got to do is send us your three golfers that you think will finish as high as possible. You're obviously hoping to pick the guys that finish 1, 2, 3. Our winner, Adam Johnson, had 1, 2, and 9, so pretty good with his picks of Woods, DJ, and Fowler. We also know for you it's getting to be one of your busiest times of the year, Ryan. The Kentucky Derby is 2 weeks away. I'm excited. I'll be there for our show here on WGR. What is coming up at Batavia Downs and across Western OTB for the Kentucky Derby? I know that's probably – is that your biggest busiest day of the year?
Derby party upstairs. 5 hours.
I don't know if we.
They had phone. It's so busy that his phone is just blown up.
Yeah,
they got a big party going.
Derek,
on
see if
there.
You can get Ryan. We can get at least a little more one thing on the Derby here, but the connection was a little.
Well,
tough
I just there. Know every year they have an awesome Derby. Yeah. They have two different Derby parties. They have one upstairs, and then you know they have all these things going on. Oh, he's back.
Okay so Ryan, we lost you there. Connection. You're talking about the Derby Day and what to expect.
Oh yeah, so you got the Kentucky Derby party upstairs. It's our gala. $75 ticket. You can get tickets on BataviaConcerts.com. You've also got the party downstairs inside 34 Rush, which is where you guys will be, and all kinds of drink sampling. We've got wines and liquors and beer coming out for people to try and sample all throughout the afternoon while you guys are on air. Of course, you guys won't be sampling them while you're on air, but other people can do that.
Might be a better show if they do.
And then we've got the $20 party, which this year, Brian, if you remember, we've always been pushing that over the last couple of years. You know, that's Todd's party downstairs inside of our Park Place paddock room. Well, this year it's going to actually come with the commemorative glass. So for $20, you're going to get a wager on the Derby. You're going to get a free program. You're going to get lunch, and then you're getting $15 of food that come with that commemorative Kentucky Derby glass that's so sought after. Of course, you can try to win one of those as well as one of our super cool Star Wars themed OTB shirts. Those will be in all the branches, all the OTBs and the easy bets throughout Derby Day. So really looking forward to seeing everybody on that day because it's going to be a total madhouse, whether you're at an OTB, an easy bet, or if it takes you down. But a good kind of madhouse, a fun atmosphere, people shouting, And obviously, guys, I don't know if you know this, but it's a very wide-open field this year. There's really not a clear-cut favorite. So that's good for the pools. That means more money is going to be in the pools, which means there's more money to be won if you happen to get the right horse when you pick your Derby winner.
And he mentioned pools, so what does horse racing relate to golf? I got a group of us in golf. We always pool our money together to bet, and we always pool it together here on the show until we get Brian money to go bet. We always lose.
Listen, I give the tee to green money right to Ryan, and he takes care of it for us.
Actually, one year, this golfers pool that I'm in, we hit the trifecta on the Preakness. It was good.
That was good.
That was good. You hit
right.
a trifecta,
yeah,
baby.
Absolutely.
Always good.
That's right. All right, Ryan, well, thanks so much. Oh, go ahead. Finish up.
I was going to say one thing just to mention is the favorites won, seven of the last 8 years, so that's what makes it a little bit tough. Because obviously, you're trying to make money, you got to bet kind of against the betting favorites. So maybe we're due here for another long shot. We haven't had one since 2011, so you never know what will happen on the first Saturday in May.
That's right. We're looking forward to it. Ryan, thanks so much for coming on. We'll talk to you as soon as we get closing in on the next major for the PGA Championship in May.
All right. Appreciate the time, guys. Thanks again.
You got it. Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, as he'll be, again, giving you the opportunity to win a great prize pack coming up for the PGA Championship. Follow me on Twitter at BrianWGR. I'll have information coming out in a few weeks for how you can sign up to be in our next Batavia contest.
Hey, make sure you check out, and we'll push this out to social media, and it'll be on the blog, the link on tdgreen.golf. Last week, we shot a little video. When we were at East Aurora on the 13th hole. So that's going to be out there in just a little bit. So
all
right. Just want to point that out.
Before we go to break.
We got a lot of things going on here, Brian. And after the break, I'm calling you out, by the way.
That's fine.
Okay.
Before we go to break here, senior PGA championship tickets, courtesy of the Western New York PGA. We've got a Thursday pair here today, so round one. And Nadine Kowalski, you are our winner. Nadine, you're a member of our Tee to Green Club, which means you're automatically eligible to win. So congratulations, you've won. Nadine Kowalski will be sending you an email on how you can get your tickets. You just won a pair of Thursday round tickets for the Senior PGA Championship. More to come, more giveaways each week. If you haven't signed up for our club, do so. It's free. All you have to do is give us your email, and you'll get a great newsletter each week with all of our picks and columns and tips from Jeff Mitas on how to make your golf game better. You can just sign up again, T2Green.golf. When we come back, Kevin, did you see the shot on the LPGA Tour? You'll never see it again, I promise you.
Okay, and I want to talk to you about a shot.
That's right. That one didn't go so well. I have a feeling what you're going to bring up. When we come back here from Tanterra, North Tonawanda, Kevin Sylvester, Brian Colesfield, Derek Kramer producing back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for being with us. Tee to Green, more coming up right after this.
T time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
Back here on Tee to Green, live at Tantara Golf Club in North Tonawanda. Thanks for being with us. With Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel, Derek Kramer producing. We appreciate you being with us. If you've just joining us here on the show, well, you've missed a lot. We've talked about a great giveaway, senior PGA tickets, about our Batavia Downs Majors contest, also an interview with Kevin Hofstetter from Woods to Wedges. We spoke with PGA Pro and Membership Director Don Schneider here from Tantara about a great membership opportunity as well as a Tee to Green incentive. We'll get to that here coming up. But as you heard, it is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The RBC Heritage is the tournament this week. Hilton Head, right, Kevin?
Yes.
Hilton Head.
Hilton Head, yes.
Shane Lowry on top right now. Weather delayed the finish, so he has... This is the worst, right? You got a hole and a half to play. You got to get up early. And then
the horn blows. You're like, no!
And since he's the leader, he's got to wait all the way now because he's going to be the last one out this afternoon.
Take a nap.
That's right. Lowry on top right now, but he's playing his 17th hole of his second round. He's at minus 9. Trey Mullinax, one back at minus 8. Dustin Johnson amongst the groups at minus 7. DJ definitely.
Well, my home state.
That's right.
Sorry.
He loves going there. That's a pretty good impression.
Thank you.
So Dustin Johnson minus 7, he's probably the biggest name on the board. Poulter tied for 7th. Horschel tied for 7th. Graham McDowell, the former U.S. Open winner at Pebble Beach, where it'll be this week, he's also tied for 7th. Zach Johnson tied for 19th. Tommy Fleetwood tied for 19th. Jordan Spieth is playing this weekend. He's tied for 28th. So there's a look at the leaderboard. Our Absolute Care check of our Champions Tour report, again, brought to you by Absolute Care, affordable adult assisted living. No event this week on the Champions Tour, but the I want to mention Bernhard Langer. We mentioned him last week. Not only did he make the cut, not only did he finish in red numbers at the Masters, but Langer was amongst those players that was there to greet Tiger Woods after his victory. We mentioned how good of a player Langer is all the time on the Champions Tour, but he can still play it with the young guys, too, and obviously he had a great performance at the Masters.
Well, it's because he's in terrible shape for being 61, 62, whatever. I mean, it's remarkable.
And
that's the great thing about the game of golf.
That's right.
Right.
And speaking of champions, Gary Player and Jack Nicklaus, again, the honorary starters for the Masters, like just a cool – is there anything they don't do well there? I mean,
no.
Again, that event.
Well, and Gary Player is hitting the Encore Elixir.
That's right.
Buffalo's golf balls, now Gary Player's golf ball.
Very cool.
Pretty cool deal.
Absolutely. So there's your look there at your Champions Tour report and your check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Hey, there's a golf shot that I just tweeted out at Brian WGR. The LPGA Tour yesterday, one of the players took this shot, and I apologize for not having the name of the player, but I tweeted out the highlight. An approach shot coming in. There's already her playing partner had already hit a shot in. So there's already a ball on the green, if you can picture it. Probably, I don't know, 15, 20 feet past the pin.
Sure.
Yeah. So she hits this ball in. It actually is a good shot, and it's coming to the green, and it actually hits the ball that's already lying there. So we'll talk about the rule here in a second. Kevin will do that. It hits the ball of her playing partner, uses it essentially as a backboard, and spins back and goes in. The other ball from her playing partner that was already there went flying off. But an incredible shot. It's like your eyes get tricked. You think it's her ball that actually skips off the green, the shot that comes in. No, she actually hits the other ball. It banks and then spins back in. So she holes out, and it counts. Kevin, kind of explain what the rule is on that situation.
So the ball that is on the green, that ball goes back to its original spot. The ball that went into the cup counts. So it's as simple as that. If you hit someone's ball on the green, that ball gets replaced to the original spot or as close to it as players deem that it's there. And then the ball that was hit into the green is played from wherever it ended up. So in that case, into the cup. Speaking of shots, by the way, you tweeted out a photo of close to a hole-in-one here on number 10.
Number 10.
It didn't look that close, Bry. The flag line is probably right over the top of the flag.
Yeah. Well, when it went from number 10 over here, it literally looked like it was standing, like it was on the back of the cup. I went up; it was probably 3 feet behind it, I would say.
All right, the mark looked 3 feet behind it, but the ball kept going. If you spun back,
I know.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Well, for early
in the
year.
You got some grief on Twitter. People are like, that's not close.
I know.
One guy like is right on the edge.
It was a beautiful day. I wanted to tweet out something.
Okay.
But, yeah. Hey, we got a, again, a great incentive. Tee to Green. We're here at Tantera, part of the CBIG family, Fox Valley, Briarwood. Quickly, the Tee to Green incentive.
Yeah, any of our CBIG home clubs, a $500 club credit, mention Tee to Green when you sign on board. I mean, that's a fantastic offer.
That's right. Sign up to be a member of our Tee to Green club as well. Prizes every week, tee2green.golf. Want to thank everybody here at Tantera Golf Club, including Don Schneider, for joining us here. Derek Kramer, producing back in our studios. Thank you. The entire show will be up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. Thank you for listening. If you're on Facebook, goodbye. We'll talk to you soon. Kevin, had a great Easter weekend with your family.
You too. You too, my friend.
Thank you. Hope you get some rounds in. We'll be at Lockport Town and Country Club next week. Jeff Mitis will be back with us. Along with Kevin Sylvester, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green right here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.